Right now, we're going to skip over to Illinois. Cheryl's on the phone with us about talking about a little paint project. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Danny, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of question do you have for us today?
My home is about 22 years old. It has popcorn on the ceiling, but I'm in the process of taking that off, so that's not really part of the call. But I've noticed on several of your shows that Chelsea is using airless sprayer, so I'm trying to see what sprayer she would recommend or you would recommend that I use for indoor painting walls and ceilings.
Okay, certainly. Well, I tell you, over the years, you know, the manufacturers have made it so much, well, first of all, the sprayers work a lot better than they used to, and also they've made it to where they're a lot easier to clean. But we were able to grab Chelsea out from her busy schedule to share with us a little bit of information on that. Chelsea, what do you think on this for Cheryl?
Hey, Cheryl. We used the same sprayer for two different types of projects. One was spraying exterior brick, and the other application was kitchen cabinets. And for that, we used a sprayer from Graco, their Magnum line. And you can find those in stores at Home Depot. And it's totally adjustable depending on what kind of application you're using it for. And so you just have to buy different types of tips depending on what you're spraying and what kind of paint you're going to be spraying. Go ahead.
Would that work on the walls and the ceiling?
Yes, absolutely. Also? Yes. Yeah. You would just want to change your spray tip. And they have a good chart online that shows you how wide the spray tip is and what kind of paint you're going to be using to determine what number tip you want. And those are also, the tips are available right next to the sprayers in the paint aisle.
There's also some of those tips, Cheryl, that point straight up. So when you're, you know, working the airless and you're spraying the ceilings, that may make it even easier that you don't have to tilt it up. So that's one way to go. And of course, you know, with spraying, you're going to have potential overspray and so forth. So you have to think about that with getting a spray shield and so forth. But now another sprayer that we used, which is a high volume, low pressure sprayer, that worked pretty well when talking about some of the cabinets and trim, wasn't it?
Yeah, the it's from Home Right. Their Super Finish Max sprayer, I think, is the phrase for that one, that is really good. It does have a smaller spray pattern, so it would take longer, but it's significantly less money to get that one. That one's about $90, whereas the Graco Magnum is about $300. But I saw pictures of your space, Cheryl, and with all the angles and the high ceilings and everything, a $300 sprayer is a lot less inexpensive. Is that the right? A lot less expensive than hiring a professional painter to do the job.
Absolutely. And the living room vaults up to about 11.5 feet, so there's quite a bit of height there. So, you know, I agree with you. Spending a little more money on a sprayer may save me money and time in the long run.
And let me ask Joe something. Joe, haven't you seen some of those actual, you know, I think about anything that you can do to keep people from having to climb on a ladder, you know, for safety reasons. There's some of the extension poles that are available for some of those airless sprayers as well. I've seen some of the pros use that.
Yeah, that unfortunately takes a little bit of practice because the gun's so far from your hand.
Uh-huh.
But what I would recommend is renting. They have scaffolding meant for indoors. It's basically just really narrow, has a platform, and 11.5 feet is high, but it's not 16 feet, so you should be able to reach it. It's only 3 feet, 3.5 feet higher than a normal ceiling. And the only other advice I'd add, Cheryl, is that whenever I'm looking for updated information on airless sprayers, there's an online magazine called Paint Sprayer Mag, M-A-G, paintsprayermag.com, and they rate and review these sprayers, and it's a great place to go. And as Chelsea mentioned, the Magnum, the Graco Magnum, are highly rated. There's an X5, which sells, as Chelsea mentioned, about 300. Then they have a newer model, the X7, but that's like 380. If you're going to spend that much money, you might as well just go out and rent one at that point.
Okay.
And Wagner makes one, by the way. Yeah, and Wagner makes one for about 150. That's pretty highly rated as well, so I would consider one of those two models.
So look on paintsprayermag.com far.
That's exactly right.
What the ratings are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they also review them and test them, and then they rate them.
That's great. Okay.
Thank you all three very much.
Good, good. We appreciate
thank you.
And certainly hope we've been able to point you in the right direction. Sounds like you've got plenty of work ahead of you, so we're gonna let you get right to it. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Okay, our pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us. And, you know, once you just look like you've done, Chelsea, and kind of get empowered once you do a little spraying and you realize how quick that goes and how much a better finish, especially when you're talking about cabinets or a cabinet island or cabinet doors, boy, it really does achieve a much better look than having any kind of brush strokes in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, definitely there's a little bit more prep work ahead at the beginning of the project, but the payoff is totally worth it in the end.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for helping us out there.